Haiti appealed to international donors at the United Nations today to help rebuild the country after the January earthquake. It's seeking up to $4 billion. Haitian leaders came armed with a reconstruction plan. A key piece of that plan involves building infrastructure and creating jobs outside of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The World's Amy Bracken reports.
In the days following the January 12th earthquake, hundreds of thousands of survivors fled Port-au-Prince. They boarded buses weighed down with mattresses and suitcases to stay with friends or family or in shelters all over the country. It was a reverse migration. For decades, Haitians have been fleeing in the other direction, escaping the hardship of the countryside in search of opportunity in Port-au-Prince. When the earthquake hit, the capital was congested and bursting at the seams. Now, many are calling for the reverse migration to become permanent. The leafy town of Mirabelais is about an hour outside the capital. Tent camps for the displaced sprang up here after the earthquake. They're gone now, so remaining survivors are taking refuge in churches, a roadside nightclub, and a professional institute. At the Capra-Fuss Technical School, there's free shelter, food, and water for earthquake refugees, and something else. Here, young men are studying electrical engineering. And in another room, some women wait for a nursing class to begin. The school is offering free 8-month courses, including English, medical technology, plumbing, mechanics, and computers. Funding comes from the Rotary Club of Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's the hometown of Brent Schwaller, who came to Haiti after the earthquake to teach aquaculture and agriculture.
The main thing that we're trying to do that a lot of the IDP camps aren't doing, you know, from my impression, what I've seen, is we're trying to give them the opportunity to do something for themselves. You know, with the land that we have, they can have a garden. We can give them some animals. We can give them an education so that they can be relocated back into society.
Organizers say after the 200 students here complete the program, they'll try to help them find jobs, preferably in the area. They're not the only ones trying to create opportunities for people in Mirabelais. Yes. Across town at a cyber cafe, a dozen young men and women are reading Creole text messages and translating them into English. They're working on a humanitarian mapping program. People across Haiti send alerts about urgent needs to an SMS number. The young Haitians send the translations to another group in the U.S., which maps the points of need to provide direction to humanitarian groups. When the project began, the messages were largely alerts about people trapped under rubble or in need of food and water. Supervisor Mian Joseph says these days they're getting a different request.
Now, there are a lot of people who need jobs because they lost their jobs. So they let us know what skills they have or what they were doing, and we hope to connect them with someone who might hire them.
This project provides temporary jobs for about 50 people. It's financed by an organization called 1,000 Jobs Haiti. The group is focused on creating those jobs outside of Port-au-Prince. Mirabelais Vice Mayor Moise Oksama says what's needed is something on a much larger scale.
The problems we face in this country today are because of centralization. We need to give people the chance to stay in their hometowns and still go to school, have a hospital, have work. Look at Mirabelais. We have about 100 students who moved to Port-au-Prince to go to university. They lost their homes and families, and now they're back here in temporary shelter.
Oksama says Mirabelais is ready for expansion in every way because it has electricity, water, and land. All it needs is development and the money to do it. The calls for decentralization are coming from other parts of the country. Pierre Léger runs a factory in the southern town of Lékaï. He has to truck in fuel from the capital to run his generators.
The biggest problem of poverty in this country, in this banana republic, is the concentration of wealth and goods in Port-au-Prince.
He says the focus on the capital holds back development for the rest of the country.
If there is no decentralization, my factory, Lékaï, won't survive. Imagine the roads being cut between Port-au-Prince and Lékaï. So the factory will be closed. I have no airports in Lékaï. I have no ports in the south.
Léger shows me feasibility studies for a seaport and an international airport south of the capital. The studies are 10 years old, but there's been no movement on these projects. Leger blames a corrupt central government for holding them back. Gesner Farrell, a well-known economist and radio personality, says it's more about a culture of inaction.
We used to say NATO is for Haiti, no action, talk only.
He hopes the aftermath of the earthquake will finally kick both public and private sectors into gear. And, he says, a place to begin is with those displaced from the capital.
500,000 people at least left the region hit by the earthquake. They have been all over the place, in the north, in the south. So you got to keep these people there. But to do so, you have to create jobs. And that's pretty much the big challenges of this country for the next 5-10 years.
The question remains, how committed are Haiti and the rest of the world to meeting that challenge? For The World, I'm Amy Bracken.